Well, here's something which I spotted this week, which I thought was very interesting. There's been this story knocking around for a while that Alzheimer's disease, the dementing illness that people tend to get when they're older, and which is reaching very high levels as people live longer in the modern world, this might actually be linked to the herpes simplex virus, the agent that causes cold sores. And rather worryingly, 80% of the population are infected with herpes simplex virus. So knowing whether or not this is a real risk factor and what we can do about it is pretty important. There's a lady called Ruth Exaki who works at Manchester University, and she's got a paper in the journal PLOS One this week in which she's built on a number of observations she's made over a long time into this very topic. And the sort of evidence linking herpes simplex and Alzheimer's is that if you look in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease, you find these proteins, aggregates called beta-amyloid plaques. And very often you can find herpes simplex DNA associated with them, suggesting that the virus was there at the scene of the crime. Also, biochemically, when cells are carrying or infected with herpes simplex, they increase the production of the protein that makes these beta-amyloid plaques, and also these neurofibrillary tangles, one of the other pathogenic hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. So there's the smoking gun, but how is it actually linked to the disease process? That was the question they were asking in this paper in PLOS One. And what they've done is some very nice in vitro, in other words, in the dish tests, where Ruth Itzaki teams up with a guy from Glasgow called Chris Preston, who has made a whole bunch of mutant or genetically strange, I'll rephrase that, a whole bunch of mutant forms of herpes simplex where they've deleted certain genes from the virus that interrupts the virus life cycle at various stages. So they can then ask the question, well, which aspect of the virus going into cells actually trigger this Alzheimer's provoking process? What they found is that it's actually when the virus copies its DNA. And this is both bad news and good news. The good news side to this is that there's a very good drug. It's called acyclovir, which many people who've had cold sores will have used because it's in the cream Zovirax. And acyclovir stops herpes simplex from copying its genetic material. So although they've only proven this in the dish so far and shown that if you dose cells with acyclovir, they produce fewer of these tangles and they also produce fewer of the proteins that can make these plaques, it's still very encouraging because it suggests if you put old people on these agents, then you could reduce their risk of going on to develop Alzheimer's disease subsequently, and they're not very expensive. And if you look at the cost of caring for someone with dementia versus the cost of giving people a drug which is viewed as relatively safe, it could actually be a really good way to cut down the rates of what's going to become an extremely large cost burden for the NHS in future.
Yeah, no, that sounds very important. And it's the protein aggregates which are the hard bit to deal with, because once you start them forming, don't they sort of self-perpetuate and build on each other?
Well, we don't actually know whether that happens to a greater or lesser degree. What people actually think probably happens is that once you've got some of them, they injure adjacent cells, and this makes the cells develop a stress response, which make more of the chemicals that make more of these plaques. So in some respects, they do perpetuate or potentiate their own production, but it's not because they actually make more plaques, it's because they make cells make more plaques. If you make the cells make fewer of them in the first place, then that should slow down the rate at which the disease has its onset. The interesting thing, though, is that you say, well, if 80% of the population carry herpes simplex, why haven't we all got Alzheimer's disease right away? And the evidence is that it, although it's present from a young age in the majority of us, you just acquire it from a kissing parent usually, it doesn't actually go into the brain until you're much older. It stays in the peripheral nervous system. And what scientists think happens is that as you age, the immune response becomes less effective. And so the virus is able to gain a toehold in both the central and peripheral nervous system. It's more likely to get into the brain, albeit in a limited way. And it's that entry into the CNS, the brain, that then increases the risk of Alzheimer's disease later. So therefore, putting people on these drugs might stop that happening. It might reduce the risk of them having problems.
And do they know at all why they are more likely to go into the central nervous system when they're older? Is it decreased immunity, or is there something else we can look at?
Yeah, we think that because as you get older, your immune system just becomes a bit less effective at controlling everything. Shingles, for example, which is caused by varicella zoster virus, the chickenpox virus, that's another kind of herpes virus. This becomes more common as you get older, and we think it's because the immune system just becomes less good at controlling infections. So these viruses that live with you for life then begin to get into places that previously your body would have had no problem warding them off. Now it's less good because you're older, so maybe you need to pop a pill.